Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solan.
Let the good times roll because the gang is back together, Soul Sisters and Colgate Max White Ultra. We love this partnership with Colgate Max White Ultra because it really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days.
Available in stores nationwide.
Oh, welcome along to Soul Sisters and a huge thank you to Colgate for all the support this season. We are smiling from ear to ear because it feels like we had a week off, even though we had a podcast last week, but I didn't actually speak to you last week because you were off in India living what I hope was your best life.
I was in the presence of Soul Sisters as well, so I missed you, but I wasn't completely alone or without people who understood me. My tribe, you know?
And obviously, do you know what I was thinking? Like, we are in season 7 of Soul Sisters. Like, you've been over and back to India a few times over the course of the seasons of this podcast. Oh, and by the way, sorry, just to stop for a second. If you hear a big, scary, drilling type noise, Scott is here.
Sorry.
Shrubs and Rubs, he's here.
Bring him in. Go get him.
He's too busy cutting down a tree.
Oh wow, I was wondering which guys he was in. And of course, if he's out with the shrubs, he's not to be distracted.
He was trying to tell me, you know, you could record in the early in the morning, later at night. I was like, Scott, it's all content. It's fine. How considerate.
This is the man with the most to offer is Scott, in fairness.
How are you feeling?
Well, I am sort of just fresh off the plane, so I am feeling rather zonked. I stayed for an extra couple of days with the guru after everybody went home on Friday night, and I stayed till Sunday night, and I got a flight at 3:15 India time, which got me into Heathrow at 7:45 this morning. Now, look, the closer I get to a boyfriend, right? And I just say this metaphorically, the more, like, I never used to mind coming into an airport, you know, with a load of bags and just be like, right, find your way home. Now I just can't stop thinking about what it would be like to have someone, you know, picking you up. Now, I know Neil obviously would pick me up a lot. It's not quite the same, Neil. I think I got back here and I was like, oh, I saw Vivian, hadn't seen her for a week. That was amazing. She wasn't as delighted to see me as I expected. But I was in need of like a hug and some company. So what did I do?
What did you do?
I got in the bath.
How did I not know the answer?
The only option was to fill the bath. I was walking around and I am somebody who comes home from a trip like this and empties the bag immediately. And I didn't even have the energy to do that. I was like, I just need to be held. So I got straight into the bath, put some Epsom salts in and I stayed there. You text me at probably like 11 or 11:15. I was like, not answering that. Not even going to read it. And I stayed in the bath for probably, 60 to 90 minutes until it was freezing and my fingers were wrinkly.
Did you know I had texted you and you weren't going to read it? Or did you not know who had texted you and you weren't going to read it?
I suspected it was you because I'm off work today and, I suspected it was you going. I didn't know it was you, but I suspected it was you going, hey, what time do you want to record at? I was like, I can't.
I said this to my brother Mick a while ago. I was like, you know the way when you're doing the work and loads of Soul Sisters, like everyone's listening to this podcast because they're doing some element of the work. You know, they're self-aware, they want to improve, they're questioning things that they do in their life or things that have happened. I said to Mick a while ago, I'm wrecked from doing the work. I am so tired. Questioning everything. And you know, you said it on the podcast last week, you give yourself a break. You said that to yourself after the show. Mm-hmm. And Mick said, when you are doing the work, you're feeling the feels all the time. And he was like, I think that too. Like, wouldn't it be nice to just drive home from work and not really be thinking about anything, you know? And I was like, yeah, God, what a novelty. And I suppose you can connect to that while meditating. But you seem more tired now than when you went. So are you emotionally drained? Like, talk us through. Or is this just plain fatigue?
Well, my soul sisters who are listening, who were on the trip with me, will attest to this, and they'll be nodding furiously. We didn't get a whole load of sleep on the trip. And because it was just down to late nights, staying up, chatting in circle, you know, energy. We were in high vibrational places in India, places like Agra, the Taj Mahal, places like Rishikesh, places like Dev Prayag, which is where the Ganga, two rivers meet and the Ganges begins. These are really mystical, magical parts of India, really spiritual places. And the vibrations in the Himalayas is really high. So we were talking, processing on the buses. So it was late nights and then it was very early mornings as well. So there was a whole load of nodding dogs on the buses, sleep, catching up on sleep as we traveled from place to place. So I think my tiredness now is probably an emotional tiredness, certainly, but actually more physically tired, I think, from the journey.
Have you got one main takeaway from the week? Is that a huge question?
That is a huge question. But actually, I think I will steal it from somebody. I think it was Nicola. The two things that came up for us most in the week was show up as yourself as much as you can. Keep the masks to one side and just bring you to the party, because that's actually what people will respond to most, and you will be as fulfilled as you possibly can be if you're being yourself. But also trust. Big, big capital T. The guru was great. He went down a storm. Like, Guruji is, you know, obviously a learned and spiritual man, but he's also gas. And the best line, the simplest line he gave this week was, positive thinking, positive life. Negative thinking, negative life. I mean, you will say, yeah, obviously, but it was such a good reminder. It's as simple as clean your mind, clean your brain, stay on track positively, and your life will reflect that.
I was at Jerry Hussey's show and Miriam's show yesterday. I popped in for a couple of hours and Jerry said something that I was thinking about today and it really resonated. So he was talking about, you know, how in our life that we carry things like emotional baggage or people's expectations or our own kind of limiting beliefs. And he described it like, it's like tying yourself to a bungee, right? Mm. So he did the action of like tying himself to the wall. And then he started marching and he was going, meditations, affirmations, meditations, affirmations, healthy food, exercise. And as he was walking, the further he got, the harder it got to get to the other side of the stage. And then the bungee rope would pull him all the way back over. And then who was on the other side of the bungee? It, you know, he was like, who is that? Is that your own limiting beliefs? Is that your sister? Is that your dad? Like, who is that? And then he said that you go and then you go again and you're going meditations, affirmations, blah, 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 blah. And then it's Christmas and then you run back to the other side. Hi, can you see me? Can you see all this work I'm doing? Can you see how much of an amazing person I am? Can you see how much I've grown? Can you see how successful I am? And then you go off again, meditations, affirmations, blah, 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 blah. But you're always being pulled back. And often to a person who you don't care about and who doesn't care about you.
Whoa.
So you're like, look at me, aren't I great? Are you proud of me? But you don't actually really care if that person is proud of you. And they're not proud of you. They don't care what you're doing. So he kept doing it over and over and over again. It was really sinking in with me. And I was like, wow, isn't it? You can be doing the work. You can be stepping forward, but you have to free yourself from whatever that invisible string is holding you back, or to a person, to a belief, like figure out what that is. And I think for me, like just being completely honest, right? When I first started my business and it was successful, I was so proud of myself and I wanted other people to be like, wow, like look what you have done, because it was such a big deal for me to leave my career and start my own business. And there is many people that I kind of kept coming back to looking for that validation from. And I wasn't getting it. It was a real big lesson for me in like, who are you doing it for? Because if you're not doing it for yourself, what's the point?
Yes.
And just to keep coming back to that, like, why do I want to do the work? Well, because I want my life to get better. I want to grow as a person. You can be proud of yourself. You don't need certain people in your past or even certain people in your life to be proud of you in order for you to be proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, preach. And you, it's so weird, isn't it? As you say, we have so many people on our side, in our corner, you know, in our family, who are backing us and loving us no matter what. And it's the ones that you think don't fully respect you, don't maybe like you, or you want to impress, that you want to look at you and say, congratulations. It's so twisted.
It's like that. Yeah, it's like that, the last laugh thing. It's like, who is that serving? Mm. You know, oh, I want, that person was such an asshole to me. I want to be successful. I'm going to show them. For what? For who?
Exactly.
Why? Could you think of a few people off the top of your head that, like, you know, you're out there producing one, if not the most successful podcast in the UK at the moment? Like, do you feel like sometimes, because it's so natural for us to have these feelings, right? That's why it connected with so many people in the audience. But like, do you have people that you'd want to look on and be like, oh, look at Claire now, like she's doing so amazingly?
Yes. I feel a real pressure to be posting on LinkedIn. And it is not to say I'm having a great time, or look at this great work I'm doing, or I want to bring something to the attention of the industry. It's actually purely for the people out there who I don't think know what I'm doing. I want to prove myself to those people out there in LinkedIn land.
I love the way you're like, one of your biggest triggers is LinkedIn.
Yeah.
No, I don't love it, but I just think it's so interesting. Like that, I could just go along in my life and not give an absolute toss about LinkedIn. Yet you, it would at times, you're thinking about it lying in bed at night. Like, we're all so different, and the things that we value are different, right? That's why people from my past probably don't give a shit that I started my own business. That, you know, it's going great, and I'm living a life that I never thought I would, not in terms of money or things, like, you know, because I don't place much value on stuff, but a living a life that I never thought that was accessible to me.
One of the things actually David talked most about on the trip, which really seemed to land with people, was the guilt trip. So the guilt, like, if you're doing the work, great. If you're doing great work, i.e. out there in your business or your career, or if you're doing the inner work, like you're working hard on yourself, like Jerry was saying up on stage, it doesn't matter. Because if you're guilt tripping yourself, you're stealing all that good juju and that good energy that you're making by stealing away the joy of it inside. I'm not doing enough. I'm not making enough. I'm not saying enough. I'm not visible enough.
Yeah, so true.
I'm not enough.
It's just, I am not enough. So many of us feel like that, right? Anyway, the show was brilliant. Miriam was amazing. Just really good vibes. And actually, I got a little sprinkle of what you must be feeling today in terms of absolute exhaustion after it. You know, yes. I was just like, why am I so tired? I felt like when I came home, it was like the middle of the night. Whoa. Because I think when you're absorbing things that are like really hitting home for you and you're really connecting with or you really need it to hear, it's such a release. But then with that brings such fatigue. But anyway, the moral of the story is, if you're tired and you've had enough, get into the bath. Don't write back to your friends. Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works and will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it. So I would bet my bottom dollar that you have had a reason to smile this week.
I have. Now, I probably have had many, but I could not miss the opportunity to tell you about what happened to me in India. And because it's so relevant, all of our friends at Colgate will be like, what? So I stayed on for an extra couple of days to just settle myself, ground myself and speak to the guru about future endeavors. And I was staying in an apartment that he has above his own apartment. So it's a kind of a vacant apartment. So if he has guests come, they stay. And he has a guy called Cece, who is an incredible cook. So he comes in, does a bit of cleaning for him, walks his dog, takes care of his dog and, you know, just does a little bit of cleaning and cooking for him. Cece has probably of all the people who work for the guru, the least English. So Cece came up and he was moving my stuff, everything out. So I had packed my bags, getting ready to go. And we were walking out and he turns to me and he says, "Ma'am." And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "You're Colgate." And I said, "What, Cece?" So it obviously didn't know the word for toothpaste, but knows.
Oh, wow.
Knows the brand, and my Max White Ultra had been sitting in the bathroom, so he'd obviously seen it. And I said, "Oh my God, hang on a second." Went back in. I had forgotten it.
Wow. And did you give it to him?
I didn't actually. I probably should have. But it's, you know, half used tube. You're like, it's just.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Kinda weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my reason to smile is in somewhere in Delhi is a young man named Cece, who's a big fan of the brand.
Love it. And Colgate Max White Ultra, as we said, is available in stores nationwide. Try it. You won't regret it. Two things on do. Let's have a do check-in. Do we have a bell for do?
I love do.
Number one, I dropped my children off to my mum and dude's and he was like, "I have a bone to pick with Claire."
Oh no.
A bone to pick with Claire because I listened to her recommends and I went and I watched that Demi Moore film. And he was like, and at one point she opened up her back and someone climbed out in their nude. I was like, I don't think you're the target audience for Claire's recommends.
I can't believe Dew watched The Substance.
And second of all, they went to Spain last week. Their flight was at 7. They got up at 3 to do Wordle and my mum changed the sheets.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I take my hat off to both of them. That's their machines.
Dew wakes up and he does the washing at night. He'd sit there. He'd sit on the couch and be waiting for the washing machine to end. Instead of just going to bed and leaving your wet clothes and the thing till the next day, like every other person in the world. Imagine waiting up to hang out your washing.
I need to unpack that for a moment. Why? So fear of mold or kind of smelly washing, I suppose, is it?
Simply finishing the job.
Wow. That's, I mean, I would say there, put on that washing machine a little bit earlier. But Do knows.
Oh, you're already in his bad book, so I wouldn't be making suggestions like that. I actually listened to Richard E. Grant on Dish.
I missed his record, and our team were beside themselves with how funny he was.
He's great. I love him. Please, please someday do the Google out, Richard.
Oh, yes. And you know what? He probably would, because if you look at his Instagram, his wife passed away 3 years ago, Joan, and he only put up a post very recently about maybe her anniversary or their wedding anniversary, perhaps. The love that that man feels and can still connect with when he talks about her. He said the good thing about time is when you're grieving that you get to a point where the sadness is no longer so acute, and the joy of the memories that you share together just come into focus.
Wow, that's so lovely.
Such a lovely, lovely man. When you see people who love each other so deeply and so wholly and completely, is there anything better than that in life?
No.
And I will go a little step further and say people who are 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, in that era of their lives, they are so invested in each other and they've been together forever.
See, I think that's why it's really important to do things when you're in the thick of it with the kid phase, to do things alone with your partner. So like sometimes I'd be with Jamie and I'd be like, oh my God, like this is why I fell in love with you. You know, because it's so easy to forget when it's like logistics constantly. Yes. We were going somewhere on a plane, so I couldn't be on my phone. Talking to him and I was like, oh my God, like we had such a laugh, you know.
You're like, I have no service here, so do you want to have a chat? Yeah, sure, go on, tell me about your life, what's going on, what's happening. You're actually great crack. We should do this more often.
Because marriage can be so hard. And it's so easy. It's not so easy to give up. Sometimes it could feel easier to just go, Jesus Christ, like we've been together for 10 years. And there's so many people who are forced into that, who have no choice. But I think if you do have a choice, if you can get through those tough years of the chaos and the mayhem and you still really like your partner, I think it's nice to remind yourself that those good days where you have time and you have space to connect, to not forget that those days will come back around again.
Yes, you're so right.
It's like with my mum and Joe, like they get on so well, but like obviously they had the mad years of like all of us being young and the chaos, but now it's the two of them again and they get to do lots of fun things. And I suppose seeing that relationship reminds me that those days are still ahead of me too.
Yeah, you can have like shared passions, like, you know, waiting for the washing machine to finish, do a bit of Wordle and change the sheets. Like that stuff that's quality time.
Will we go into recommends?
Yeah, let's do it. Obviously, I am still high on the retreat energy. And I would like to recommend anybody who hasn't been on retreat should go. And so I know it can be intimidating, right? I know it can be like, particularly if you're going to go alone, you might think to yourself, oh, I'm there and I can't leave. You know, I'm invested and I'm doing the work, or I'm doing whatever it is, if it's yoga or if it's meditation, whatever, I cannot get away. But let me tell you, there's something magic. And I remember you saying this about your retreat too, Georgie. There's something magic about retreat when people come together, having made the choice to commit to being somewhere at a certain time for a certain period. The universe gets involved and puts the right group of people together. That's certainly happened with India, and it's happened to me every time I've gone on retreat. So the retreat I want to recommend is the retreat I'm doing with Sarah Shannon in the Algarve. So Sarah will do some yoga. I'll be doing some mantra meditation first thing in the morning. There is beautiful, nutritious food. And there is an opportunity to connect with women just like you, friends you haven't met yet, in a beautiful retreat center with a pool. Temperatures will be just warm enough to take you out of your dark January slump. So if this is piquing your interest and perhaps you haven't planned anything for yourself for Christmas, you haven't got yourself a Christmas gift, or you haven't done anything nice for yourself in a while, have a look at Sarah Shannon's website, sarahshannonyoga.com, and you'll see details of the retreat there. You can also send me a DM or Sarah Shannon a DM, and there's a really tasty discount. There's 200 quid off for early bird tickets. I'd love to see you there. And yeah, send me any questions you have on Instagram.
Oh, I love it. No doubt that's going to be epic. So this week, I wanted to recommend a book that I read in less than 2 days that I couldn't put down and that everybody in the country is talking about. So if you haven't read this book, Nicola Hannay Stronger, I would highly recommend every single person read this book. It was like nothing I've ever read before. Nicola was a victim of abuse from her partner, and he is in jail. And she poured her heart and soul into this book. Not only is she stage 4 cancer survivor, she talks about everything she did, all the alternative methods alongside chemotherapy and radiotherapy, but she is so brave. And I'm in absolute awe of her. And it's women like Nicola that are going to change the world and change the world for our daughters and for our sons. So I'd highly recommend to get Nicola's book, Stronger, What Didn't Kill Me Made Me Stronger. It's absolutely 10 out of 10. Unbelievable. I was reading it underneath my bed covers with the torch on my phone.
Were you? Wow, yeah. You know, that's one you can't put down when you're doing that.
Yeah, it was amazing and very, very emotional. Okay, you've got a quote for
us? Yes, I do. I saw this. Do you ever do this? Do you ever go a deep dive into your photos on your phone? Like, yes. You see, first of all, you are horrified by the thousands of photos that you have. And then you start to delete and you come across the absolute gold that you've screenshotted last May.
Do you know what? I could have done that on that flight, but instead I talked to Jamie.
But instead I saved my marriage. Thank God. I'm delighted. In the absence of a beautiful man to speak to, that is what I did on my flight. And I
was this a flight?
Yeah,
thing?
This was a flight out to India. I found this and I thought, perfect. This is ideal. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people.
That's a good
one. Isn't
it? And ties in nicely what the guru said to you.
Exactly. And when I read it, I just thought, you know what? That's the next time I'm about to launch into a conversation about another person to someone, I'll say, small-mindedness.
It's good to check yourself, isn't it? Well, that's it from another week of Soul Sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, Claire. It's good to see you alive and kicking after an amazing week.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Did you notice that I'm makeup free again?
Makeup free. Are you getting back into the bath tonight, or will you just power on through till tomorrow?
I think I'll probably power on through. I might do a face mask or something, put on something nice on the face. But it is definitely bath season. So I would encourage you, girls, get in the tub. You won't regret it.